Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hey, it is Sam Crowley. Welcome back to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. It's great to have you in the house. Oh, no. You know what I just did? Darn it. I just looked on iTunes, and I was going to read a whole host of great comments left for the Every Day is Saturday podcast overnight, like acknowledge you and your comment, but I just don't see... Am I looking... Darn it. I just don't see any new ones that came in overnight. Oh, well, I guess I'll have to wait till tomorrow and read yours on the show. Come on now. Get over to iTunes. Leave a 5-star rating for the Every Day Saturday podcast, the number one motivational podcast on the planet, and I will read your review. Hey, if you want me to use more than just your new username, I'm having trouble talking today. Isn't that wild for an ex-stuttering college dropout? Hit me up on Twitter at Sam Crowley, let me know you left a 5-star review for the show, and I will connect the dots, your name with the review. I know that's another step. Hey, I'll just read the review out there. We got to get more in there so more people can find the show. Hey, it's Tuesday, May 6, 2014. I am fired up. Whether you are listening to this on this day, a day later, a week later, a month later, I hope this show finds you having the most amazing day. You know, I want to share with you a meeting I had this morning with a very successful realtor here in the greater Cincinnati area. We're trying to put together a program. I speak to the regional group of realtors here in a few months. And I said, you know, share with me the number one issue facing real estate agents today. Aside from, you know, everybody wants to make more money, blah, blah, blah. You know what it was? And I'm sure this is pretty much the same with you as well. It's balancing time, you know, because it's a challenging message. We had a lot of fun. Because you can't use your everyday Saturday message with realtors, because if every day were Saturday for us, we'd be out of our mind. I mean, it would be absolute crazy town. We don't want every day to be Saturday. Even though you're out running and gunning, man, I get that. You want to have a little bit of alone time, you time. That's what the show today is about. It's making time for the most important person in your life, and that's you. You know, your health, your mental health, your personal life, your family. And how do you do that? Because as I was talking to the realtor today, look, this lady is successful, man. Very, very successful realtor. And I'm thinking in my mind, what would I say? Like, what would I say to a group of individuals who, you know, when the customer calls, you got to go running, you know? You can't not do business, or you will not be successful, and you won't earn income and all that great stuff. But, man, you have got to carve out time. You know, I remember back in the day getting up at 4 o'clock, 4:30 in the morning. It was dark outside, and I'm talking every day for over 10 years, and getting in the car knowing I wouldn't see my wife, and when we started having kids, I wouldn't see my girls, and working all day, and then, you know, I had to do it. I mean, that's what everybody else was doing, and I think that, number one, is who is your mentor? Who is the individual that you are using as a successful role model? Because if that individual is running everywhere, all day, night, everything like that, and that is who you're using as an example, you got to get a different mentor. I'm telling you, man, you have to, or else that's all you know. Remember the old adage, pigs don't know pigs stink. You know, I mean, if you're around individuals who are running, I got to be on the internet all day. Oh, somebody tweeted me. Oh, somebody posted on my fan page. Got to get right back to, oh, I got an email. Ding, 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 ding. I got an email. You know, it hit me. If you've never read the 4-Hour Workweek, it's really become the Bible for entrepreneurs. Tim Ferriss's book, breakout book, actually, 2007, The 4-Hour Workweek. And one of the things that struck me in the very beginning of the book I mean, Tim pretty much figured out how to outsource life. You know, not necessarily outsource. He outsourced everything he didn't want to do. Arbitrage and all of that, man. Living the life of the new rich. And he didn't check his email for a week. And I tried to put myself in that situation. Can you imagine? Think about it right now. Could you go a week without checking your email? I mean, if you really thought about it, I know that you think you receive important emails. And I wish I had that book in front of me. I could reference that chapter to say exactly how he did it or what his mindset was. But you got to unplug from the matrix for a while. You know, what would happen if you did not get online for a week?
Oh, my God. I don't know what I would do. My life would be...
Really, though? I mean, I bet you would find a whole host of things that you've been completely ignoring. Number one, yourself, your health, your eating habits, your family, your pets, your house, everything, you know? If you just took a week off and just unplugged. Now, for those of you, you may be thinking, I'll go broke, Sam. For example, real estate agent, right? I mean, you have to be on the internet, especially right now. It's May, which is the busy season. So maybe don't do it in May. Maybe do it in September, October. Here's what you can't do. You cannot keep doing the same thing over and over. What is that? It's insanity, right? Doing the same thing over and over again. And when I read the 4-hour work week for the first time, even back then, I mean, I wasn't as busy online as an entrepreneur as I am now. And I was thinking, oh no, I could never go a week without answering an email. Well, think about it. You set up filters and you forward the stuff from certain senders that you know doesn't require immediate attention. You just filter that. Every email, Outlook, Gmail, whatever it is, has a filter. You put a very simple auto reply message on. It says, thank you so much for your email. I will be away and not have access to my email for 1 week beginning today. And if you have any immediate urgent needs, please phone or email whoever. I mean, look, you can go to Fiverr. Now, I wouldn't recommend necessarily going to that extent, but $5, you could hire an assistant to check your email once a day. That's it. And say, hey, I need to forward my emails to you. You could, if you want to do it a little more professionally, you could hire a more traditional virtual assistant, i.e. VA, that can get into your inbox on a regular basis, somebody that you trust, check your emails, reply back to anything that looks urgent, which is going to be nothing, most likely. You know what I mean? Because everybody that needs to get a hold of you, family, close contacts, people like that, they're going to be able to get a hold of you. But you've got to find time for you. You know, when you have the lifestyle that I'm trying to get you to have, where it's like you spend time living. You don't spend a lot of your time working. You spend a lot of your time living. I do not want you to end up on your deathbed looking back thinking, damn, that was it, huh? Huh. That was my whole life right there. All of those meetings I ran to, all of the times I almost killed myself in the car, getting into a fender bender, trying to get someplace. It meant absolutely nothing. The greatest thing I had were the relationships in my life. Those were free, by the way. And I didn't spend enough time nurturing those relationships. I didn't spend enough quality time with the individuals that really matter in my life. And I can only tell you from experience, you know, and speaking with other people. But my own experience, you know, for example, yesterday, I shut it down. Those of you that know me, if you're one of my private coaching clients, you know we never coach after 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I don't ever hardly do any phone calls in the evening, and I don't do webinars and hangouts very often, if at all, unless it's a rare circumstance after 6 o'clock at night. Why? Well, for a few reasons. My kids are home from school. They're in school 9 months out of the year. And when they're home from school, it's kind of family time. But when they first get home from school, I'm usually at the gym and I try to come home around 4:30, 5 o'clock. And then we hang out in the backyard, throw the tennis ball to the dogs. We just do stuff that doesn't cost any money. You know what we did last night? We hung out in the backyard and threw this little disc frisbee thing around. The dogs were trying to catch it. One of our dogs is a little bit behind the other. We'll just leave it at that. The other one's kind of like a show dog, border collie. The other one's a border collie that he just didn't catch on as quick as the other. But that's okay. That's okay. We love them just the same. But we were throwing the disc around. They were catching it, the tennis ball, hanging out. Then we went to McDonald's and got a $1 ice cream cone for everybody. Woohoo! Big spenders, right? That's it. Great times, man. Just very simple, very simple. I would have loved to have had those times back when I had a job. You know, now I don't take them for granted, but boy, we do it. We try to do something like that almost darn near every night. And that's why the Everyday Saturday Lifestyle, it's not about money. It's not about how many zeros and commas are in your paycheck and how much commissions you're making and things like that. Money's cool. I mean, look, it is what it is. It just is what it is. I mean, to certain people, it means everything. To others, it means nothing. For me, it's kind of somewhere in between. I mean, it's kind of how you keep score. You know, it's a direct reflection of the value that you bring to the marketplace. And by that, I mean, if I wasn't earning any income, then it would mean simply I'm not providing any value. So I want to earn lots of income because that is kind of the scorecard to providing a lot of value. But I don't focus on money from the sense that I've got to have the nicest car and the biggest house. That's not what we're talking about, because you can't tie a U-Haul to your hearse. You know what I mean? I mean, it's not, you know, is it, if I didn't have the money, I wouldn't buy that stuff. You know, so why don't you start creating some sort of a brand around what it is you love to do? That way, when you do have to start working and you do got to go a lot of different ways on that rare occasion, you actually enjoy what you're doing. Here's the one thing about the realtor I was meeting with today. She actually loves what she does, and she treats it as a ministry. And I shared the story back in January, or maybe it was February, Wanda and Carrie Langdon, who also live here in Cincinnati, friends of ours, they're realtors. They treat their business as a ministry. And what they mean by that when they say treating it as a ministry is they minister to people, whether it's a young couple getting their buying a condo for the first time or moving into the home for the first time, or maybe it's an elderly couple that's now the epitome of the empty nester and they're kind of on the backside of life and they're downsizing into their final home. You know, that's going to happen for all of us. They treat it as a ministry. How can we help people? An abused spouse, a female, I remember wanting to tell me a story, who, you know, was basically rescuing her kids from her abuser, was looking for a house to purchase, and Wanda rallied a bunch of people together and got the down payment. I forget the story exactly. I shared a little bit about it on a podcast in February, but it's her ministry to help people. And as a reward for helping individuals, she earns an income with her real estate business. But here's the thing. I would tell Wanda this. I would tell the realtor today I met with. I would tell you. I would tell everybody that's listening that you've got to find some time for you. Because if you don't refresh yourself, you're going to kill yourself. I mean, you absolutely are. And there is no business worth killing yourself over. I'll tell you that right now. There is no business worth killing yourself over. I see people in my space, speakers and trainers and seminar leaders, they're on an airplane every other day because they got to go to that next event. They got to speak at that next event. Well, what's the purpose of having your own business if you're never going to see your family? I mean, if you're never going to see your spouse or your children, what's the purpose of that? And look, I know some of you that are single might be thinking, or if you know somebody that, well, geez, I know somebody who's, they don't have any family, Sam, and they're jet setting all over the place. Yeah, but you know what? You got to look at the quality of life. And I'm not poo-pooing somebody that travels the world 300 days a year. I remember talking to Mary Glorfield, a good friend of mine who worked for Tony Robbins for 20 years. She was his executive assistant, pretty much Tony's right-hand gal. Went on all the trips, all the private jet trips all over the world. She was on the road 300 days a year traveling with Tony. You know, and before Tony got super, super famous, it was commercial airfare. But even with that, I mean, they would call ahead to the airlines. They're pretty funny stories, actually. Cool stories. You know, they call ahead and say, hey, I'm Tony Robbins. I'm going to be traveling on United flight, you know, 500 a day. And can I use a different accesses, you know, to the airport or to the terminal, things like that. They kind of work around a schedule. Now he flies all private, you know, private jet here, private jet there. But still, that's flying time, you know. And I think he's looking at Tony's schedule, probably backed off. I really admire Tony, though. He's probably backed off a lot of his travel. But I admire him professionally for this reason and this reason alone. I've seen that guy take a lot of arrows, man. People making fun of him, and he's this, and he's that, and he looks like this, and this is phony, and that's phony. You know what, man? This guy for 3 or 4 decades now has just been getting after it at a level that I can't even relate to. I can't relate to that. He has worked himself into a really at the top of our niche. You know, I say our niche. Yeah, me and Tony in the same business. And if, hey, someday, you never know, could share the stage with him. But guy has worked, man. But look at the legacy that he's left behind. But I think if Tony was being honest and he was here today on the show, which wouldn't that be a great guest to have? Because I know I've talked to Mary about this, and Mary said, yeah, it was a lot. I mean, it was a lot of travel. Some days And she didn't even know which town she was in, which city she was in. And I think we had Tony here on the show. He'd probably say the same thing. He'd probably say, guys, listen to me. All right. I created a hell of a life for myself. No doubt about it. Hundreds of millions of dollars in revenues that have come in. But there is a tap dance on the head of the needle that you need to do, a balance that you need to strike with your life. And it begins at home, and it begins with family, and it begins with making sure that you are taken care of. Now, Tony certainly makes enough money now where, you know, private chefs and private health clubs and things like that and anything he needs is taken care of on the road. But that's not you and I. You know, that's not reality for you and I. So let's make reality for you and I mean take time to live. I interviewed Christian Henneke Saturday. We did a hangout. I was talking about this on Monday's show, and Christian had a great point. He's been able to build his business up to 20, 25 grand a month. And he said, I take time to live. I just take time to live. I work. I mean, I certainly put in time in the morning in my business, but he homeschools his two kids, him and his wife. And in the afternoon, they just take time to live. Now, for him, that's out catching snakes, which you wouldn't catch this guy anywhere near a snake. Never in a million years. Not voluntarily, that's for sure. But for him and his kids, it's out like catching snakes and lizards and reptiles. And he's a big fan of trees and, you know, flowers and nature. He's just nature, man. He enjoys being outside. Good for him. That's awesome. That I'll tell you what, Christian's kids are going to grow up someday and they're going to look at him and say, wow, Dad, I want to provide. That's all they're going to know. All they're going to know is Dad being home all the time. That's what I wanted my kids to know for the most part of their life. All they're going to know is Dad was home all the time. Not quite sure what the guy did. Called everybody a champion 24 hours a day and yelled and screamed in passion and, you know, motivating a lot. But he was home. He was here. I'm running Friday with my daughter in a race, my little 9-year-old, little Laura. And those are the things I would have never been able to do if I had a job. You know why? Because I'm taking time for me. You know what you should do? Take time for you. You know what you should focus on? You. When? As often as you can. You can't be too selfish just to not earn a living, but you can't be so blindsided, you know, and just go, 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 and then you're gone. Don't let that happen. Spend some time with you. And you know what's going to happen? Let me wrap up the show today with this thought. When you unplug from the matrix, if you can't do it for a week, do it for a day. Just shut everything down for a day. Email, phone, everything for a day. I shared a story on one of the podcasts a few months ago about the founder of Twitter. Just goes to a park all day. I love that. I do that now. I implement that. Hey, if it's good enough for the founder of Twitter, it's good enough for me. Goes to a park all day and does what? Just thinks. What? What do you mean? Just thinks. That's all he does. So how about this? How about you shut down, unplug from the matrix for one day and just think? Get in a state of gratitude. Think how lucky you are to be where you are. Think about your business and what you're going to do when you come back to work the next day. Think about your family. Think about it as why you're doing what you're doing. Think about the things you really love to do and then make a plan and do more of them. Is that cool or what, man? Unplug from the matrix for a day. Come on, you can do it. You know you can do it. You know you can. But don't unplug from the Everyday Saturday podcast. All right? Cool. My name's Sam Crowley. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Everyday is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Everyday is Saturday.